Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours as we bring news from around the community. And this afternoon, I have with me Kylie Amelan. Welcome, Kylie.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
Kylie, you need to speak up a little bit if we could get you, please. Now, Kylie, you're the seasonal coordinator for the Yarra Valley Seasonal Employment Hub. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. How is this your first year doing this job, or have you been at it for a while?
This is my first year doing this particular job. I ordinarily work for Agribusiness Yarra Valley. So we applied for a state government grant earlier this year under the Seasonal Workforce Industry Support Program. And we successfully received some money to set up a hub for the Yarra Valley.
All right. So we've talked, we know a little bit about yourself. Now, what is the hub?
The hub is a centralised point where growers are going to be able to upload jobs and come along and get any information they require about employing people, some handy links to Fair Work and the tax office and all that sort of interesting information. And on the job seeker side, there'll be a virtual hub where they'll be able to come and see what life will be like in the Yarra Valley, working on a farm, maybe on a berry farm or picking cherries or, there'll be some handy hints about getting here and where you can stay.
So are we saying the government, and we're not talking, I don't want to get into politics, so we're not actually talking about government, we're talking about governments as such. Are they saying that this year there is a problem? Because, I mean, haven't got any of the overseas students and that coming in, have we?
No, we are not. In a normal year, we would have about 150,000 backpackers.
150,000?
Yeah, back in the day before COVID.
Yep.
At the moment, we've got about 35,000 people on backpacking tourist visas in the country. So ordinarily those people would go, follow the work around the countryside. Yep. And over the last couple of years, they've all been going home because their visas have expired or, for various other reasons.
And as they go home,
obviously no one's been able to come back in.
So. I was just going to say that obviously is that those are going home, that the new ones just aren't coming into the country at all, are they?
No, that's right. So we've got a real gap.
Any of those that have been here with their visa, are any of them able to extend or once they've done their backpacking, whatever it might be, 2 years, they have to go home anyway?
I think they've been able to add on an extra year. At the end of the third year, I think they had to go home. I'm not entirely sure about that.
Fair enough.
That's not my expertise. Area of expertise.
That's fair enough. Kylie, we just need to take a quick break and then we'll come back with more. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 18 minutes past 12 and still on 15 degrees and we're trying to chase 17. It looks quite nice outside, so we actually might make it. Anyway, I've got Kylie with me and she works for the Yarra Valley Seasonal Employment Hub, and we're talking about seasonal workers here, particularly for the Yarra Valley, as the backpackers have gone home and then others aren't able to come out at the moment. So mainly, Kylie, you're looking, actually working for the Yarra Valley, aren't you?
Yes, this program is specifically designed for Yarra Valley, trying to encourage people into seasonal work for Yarra Valley farmers.
And we've got plenty of grapes up here that we don't want to see go to waste. And what about flowers and things like that? Are they included in it, or is it mainly just the grapes and that?
No, definitely nurseries and flower industries are able to take advantage of this. The berry industry, the cherries, the stone and pome fruit, there's big citrus industry in the Yarra Valley. So yeah, anyone who's growing anything horticulturally can take advantage of our program.
Which is terrific, because the last thing we want to see is the food wasted on the trees, and we know what happens there. It falls off and the birds eat it and nothing really good comes out of that. And, of course, it also puts up the prices of the fruit and vegetables in the shops too, doesn't it?
It sure does. And my other job is I look after Bronwyn, who's our Queensland fruit fly coordinator. Yep. And if I've learned anything from her over the years is that we don't want fruit lying around on the ground, because it's a biosecurity risk.
We've spoken to Bronwyn on three or four occasions on this show, so we're all very well aware of that.
Yeah.
pardon me, sorry. You've created this hub or no doubt a website. So what do people do if they're sitting listening to us today and they want to find out more about it? Not necessarily apply for it, but they'd like to know what to do. So where do they go to, and what are they going to find out on your Employment Hub website?
Okay, well, I can proudly announce today that after many months of work, we have got the hub up, or part of it up and running anyway. So from today, growers, job seekers, and anyone who's interested can head over to yarravalleyseasonalwork.com.au and you can register your name to receive our newsletter. Job seekers are able to upload their CVs and growers are able to upload their jobs. So
that's as of today.
As of today, yeah.
Sounds terrific. All right, so now I'm a job seeker. I'm thinking I'd like to go and do some of this. It sounds terrific, but I'm not sure about whether it's going to do anything, whether I'm going to be able to do it or anything like that. Can I find anything about the hub? When I look up the hub, will that tell me anything about the sorts of jobs and where I can be?
You'll be able, as a job seeker, you'll be able to, one of the first things you'll be able to see when you land on our website is a virtual hub, which will take you on a little tour of, the sort of work that you can expect to see in the Yarra Valley and expect to find. So I don't think that part of the website's quite up and running yet, but that's coming in the next couple of days. It's very close.
Well, that's close. So would that show me what it's for somebody who doesn't know anything about the farms, what they look like and what I could do?
Yes, there's a couple of videos that we're filming at the moment, some interviews with farmers that will be on there, so explaining what the typical roles are, what you can sort of expect in a day. What else have we got? There's... having a mental blank.
All right. Look, I'll tell you what we'll do. I've got a place for sponsorship, so we'll do that now while you recruit. And I just happened to look at them, and one of them is a sponsor called the Yarra Valley Seasonal Employment Hub. So we'll listen to that as it goes through as well. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1. inside. Something's got a hold on you, and it's pushing me aside. See it stretch on forever, and I know I'm right. For the first time in my life, that's why I tell you, you'd better be home soon. Stripping back the coats of lies and deception.
Listening to the voice of the valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where it's 28 minutes past 12 and 15 degrees, and we're still chasing that 17, and we just possibly might get it with a bit of luck. But I've got Kylie with me at the moment from the Yarra Valley Seasonal Employment Hub, and we're talking about the jobs that are available on the farms right through the Yarra Valley because of the lack of backpackers coming into country at the moment. I guess, Kylie, there's two things. You're looking for the job seekers, but I guess you're also looking for the farmers too to post their jobs up on the hub too, wouldn't you be?
Yes, definitely. Definitely looking for. Now's the time. The hub is up and running. So if you have a job that you want to advertise and you're looking for workers, you can upload. It's just a quick and easy process. You just need to register, which is just basically putting in your name and your email address, and that will open up an option for you to upload your jobs, which is we've made a pretty quick and easy process as well.
That sounds terrific. So whether you're a job seeker or somebody be looking for somebody, if you go on to your hub, and we'll give them more details as we get along. But Kylie, I've got a bit of a list of a few jobs here. Do you want to mention them, like picking and all sorts of stuff?
Yes, there's a wide and varied amount of work that's going to be coming up in the pretty much in the next couple of weeks. So the opportunities in seasonal work include picking, packing, pruning, planting, thinning of fruit trees a bit later in the season. There's jobs for people to undertake maintenance. Machine operators, so there's, the opportunity to drive little Kubotas or maybe even tractors.
That'd be a bit of fun.
Yeah, it would be.
That could be a lot of fun.
There's opportunities for drivers to be delivering produce. And there's also short-term administration and sales jobs that farmers need. So, you know, maybe those, on-farm sales roles.
Kylie, with these jobs, would they be on the job training? Because some of these people that we're talking to won't have had experience on the farms, will they?
No, absolutely. They'll be on the job training. You would get trained in whatever area of work you were being expected to undertake, and the training would it probably go over a number of weeks to make sure that you were confident
in what you're doing,
in doing the job that you're doing.
Obviously, some of these jobs, like a machine operator, if you're operating a big machine or you're driving, well, if you're particularly a driver doing deliveries, well, obviously you've got to have your licence, and no farmer's going to train you how to drive, so you'd be expected to come along with those. But all the rest of the jobs, such as pruning, picking and all that, the farmers would be quite happy to train. Because I guess what I'm getting at, the people that apply for these jobs don't have to be fully trained in a particular... If you want to do pruning, you don't have to be trained in that, do you?
No, absolutely not. You would be given all the instructions. Because obviously the pruning, you know, depending on what sort of property you're working on, whether you're working on an orchard or a vineyard, it's a different technique. So each farmer would give you the appropriate training.
And I guess what we are saying to the job seekers, hey, don't sit there and think you can't do these jobs because I haven't had experience in packing, pruning, planting, thinning.
Absolutely.
And all that sort of stuff. We're saying that even if you haven't got those skills, still come and talk to the Yarra Valley Seasonal Employment Hub, aren't we? Because they've still got every chance of getting a job, is what I'm saying.
Definitely, yep. We will take, whether you're a student on school holidays.
That's coming up next week.
It is coming up next week, and they've got big, long summer holidays too. So, but anybody. We are happy to take anybody, as long as you're fit. There may be some lifting and some carrying. There's some bending at times.
And you're not going to get a job or keep it unless you've got some sort of positive attitude, haven't you? I mean, working on a farm is reasonably hard work, and you know you're not going to get out there and bludge. You really need to be able to work, but nobody's going to pay you to do nothing anyway.
No, that's right. We just ask job seekers to bring a positive attitude and a willingness to learn.
Kylie, we've got to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, The Voice of the Valley.
Black skirt. panel, a bullet hole and a cave. Just past Buxton, with a long neck between my legs. Coppers up ahead, pray the way through. Good luck trying to catch that old dodgy.
Welcome back to Community Connections. Kylie, there are a lot of benefits about working out because a lot of these jobs are outside, aren't they, in the glorious Yarra Valley. Apart from it's great scenery and a great place to be, what's some of the other benefits of working in the Yarra Valley through some of these jobs?
Well, obviously, working in the beautiful Yarra Valley has to be number one.
I knew you'd say that.
How could you not? It's gorgeous.
Yep.
There's a big variety of work. There's coming up in the next, you know, just in the next couple of weeks, we'll start picking strawberries. The berry season will kick into full swing in around November. There'll be local cherries that all need to be picked. It's a good opportunity to meet local, meet new people. Some of the relationships that you can build picking work will can last your lifetime, or picking fruit, I should say, can last your lifetime. It's rewarding being part of the paddock to plate journey and, you know, helping deliver the beautiful produce of the Yarra Valley to our Australian customers and our international customers.
And I suppose some of these jobs will be here next year and the year after too, aren't they? So there's nothing to say that if you do it this year and you really like it, there's nothing to say that you can't go back to that farm or farms again next year.
Absolutely. I can't see the border situation changing anytime quickly. So I would say that there will be certainly opportunities for anyone who wants to work in seasonal work for a good couple of years. And certainly into the future. There's always the opportunity that this can lead into full-time work as well. There are those sort of roles out there. So
I knew somebody once who they did quite a bit of seasonal work, and they, a bit like you said before, they followed it around, and I think they only worked about 6 months of the year because they'd say, well, we'll go here and then we'll go up to Mildura and we'll go around, and they'd take breaks in between, and they had a great lifestyle.
Yes, it's back in the day when we could move around the country freely, it was quite a good little earner for some people.
And it'll come again. We won't always be in this situation. So.
No, that's
all
right.
Kylie, I've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yeah. Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
That song especially, it's local Leanne Patrick and the Old Plank Bridge. And the reason I played that, we're talking so much about the Yarra Valley with Kylie, and of course that song's all about the Old Plank Bridge up here in the Yarra Valley. Kylie, we've talked a bit about what you can do for the job seekers, but now let's talk a little bit about, if we've got the farmers and the growers listening, what you can actually do for them.
The hub will offer some great resources for farmers. There'll be lots of links to employment tools that can help them draw up a quick employment contract, take a quick trip off to Fair Work to get the information that they need to directly employ people. There'll be links to the ATO, mental health supports and links.
And what about COVID?
Well, COVID. Obviously, everyone needs to have a COVID plan, and it's something that we all need to revisit fairly regularly. So there'll be some links to help develop those plans if people haven't already done it. And a quick way for you to review and update your plans. There's also a link that will go off to WorkSafe, who have an OH&S Essentials program, which is free for farmers. And during that program, there's an opportunity to develop a free or get help with COVID planning by signing up to that program as well.
Terrific. Now, we're talking about free. Is this a free service for both the job seeker and also the growers?
It's free for everyone, yep.
So you can't ask for better than that, can you? So
you can't.
The job seeker can look for a job for free, and the grower can put their job up for thing. But just explain how this hub's going to work, because the hubs. So I'm a job seeker and I apply for a job. The jobs are going to go up first from a grower, aren't they? So the grower puts it up. Does that then just go to the grower? Does the hub not take any active in the employment? You're just there to put the two together?
What we will do, the grower will upload the jobs. Hopefully we will gather a list of people who are interested in seasonal work, yep. And we will deliver them a newsletter every week. The jobs will go out on our social media, so we'll always be... every time we get new information, we will be pushing out the jobs, hopefully to some followers of our social media. So we'll be sharing the information that way. The jobs will also appear on our hub, so there'll be a few different places.
Terrific. All right, Kylie, look, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more, and we're going to tell people how to apply for these jobs or for the growers, how to list them.
We'll be right back.
That was Joan Jett, and I love rock and roll. And if you like the rock and rolls of the 50s and 60s, I'll be here this Sunday between 12 and 3. Hits of the 50s and 60s, 1 o'clock funnies, a boy and his music, and, of course, your requests on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. So come along, and we'll have a great time on Sunday afternoon. We'll forget all about all the problems of the world and everything, and we'll just have a great time. And of course, I'll take your requests. But anyway, at the moment, I'm talking to Kylie from the Yarra Valley Seasonal Employment Hub. Kylie, we've talked all about it. We've talked about the job seekers out there that could be looking for a job. We've talked about the growers and that you can help them with their employment tools, and particularly the COVID safe. We've all got to have COVID safe plans to get things going. But so now we want to find out more about it. So where are we going to go?
Okay, so growers and job seekers can head to www.yarravalleyseasonalwork.com.au.
Now that's all one word, isn't it?
One word, yep.
So again, right. Please.
Yarravalleyseasonalwork.com.au.
Yep.
Growers can join the hub for free. Job seekers can join the hub for free.
Sounds good, yep. What about Instagram? Do you have an Instagram?
We do. So the hashtag is same as our web address. It's Yarra Valley Seasonal Work.
Yep.
On Facebook, we are Yarra Valley Seasonal Work, all separate words. And on LinkedIn, the same, Yarra Valley Seasonal Work.
So there's really everybody's got the opportunity, haven't they, to get involved. It's the three W's, yarravalleyseasonalwork.com.au. You've got the Instagram at Yarra Valley Seasonal Work, all one word. But when you get the Facebook and LinkedIn, they're separate, aren't they?
That's right, yep. Yarra Valley Seasonal Work, all separate words.
Kylie, I hope it's a real success. We've talked about some of my favourite fruits, I reckon, cherries and strawberries, and if any of those go to waste, it's terrible. And I know you only broached on it before, but we've spoken to Bronwyn a couple of times. I mean, fruit sitting on the ground, if it goes to waste and falls off the tree, is just a recipe for disaster as far as fruit fly, isn't it?
That's right, it is. Yeah, it's really important to keep clean and tidy properties, and not letting fruit leaving fruit on the ground to rot is really important. So it's a very important job this year.
Yeah, it's extremely important, particularly as you said before, because we haven't got the job young ones coming in, the backpackers, have we? They're just not able to come in, and that's fine, but fruit still has to be picked. And apart from fruit fly, which I think could be a huge problem, I mean, there's the other thing that these growers and that all still have to survive, and therefore if half the crop gets away, well, the cost of the fruit and veggies that go to market for all of us to buy go up as well, don't they?
Yes, that's right, yeah. It has a flow-on effect
and
to the consumer.
Who can ask for more than to be out in the Yarra Valley on a nice sunny day, a nice warm day, picking fruit or pruning or what are these other jobs we've got? We've got there's picking and packing and pruning and planting, thinning.
Yeah, all the peas.
And if you're a driver looking for work too, is there an age group on these jobs?
No, there's no age limits as long as you're fit and healthy and you come with a good attitude and are prepared to learn. The sky's the limit.
And to be honest, you've got to be physically fit, don't you? Because without being physical fit, I mean, you couldn't work on a farm all day. And I believe, and you might know better than I do, but I believe on some of these jobs, if you work very hard, you can make quite good money, can't you?
You can make very good money, yes. It's definitely there if you're prepared to work hard.
Yeah, it's one of those jobs that the harder you work, the better, the more you can do. The more money you can make. It's because with picking and that, it's. I think what you're paid is based on how much you pick, isn't it?
Yes, some businesses work on a piece rate, so you get paid for what you pick. Obviously, the better you get at picking, the more you'll get paid.
Yep.
Others. Work on an hourly rate. So it really depends on the individual business and what the crop is, usually how much of the crop there is to pick. There's lots of different factors determine.
Unfortunately, I've got to go. The 1 o'clock news is just about knocking on the door. We've had Kylie from the Yarra Valley Seasonal Employment Hub. Go head straight to the 3Ws, yarravalleyseasonalwork.com.au. Have a look at it and we certainly want to get all that fruit picked. We don't want to see any of it sitting on the ground. Thank you, Kylie, for your coming along.
Thank you. Thanks for your time today,
Alan. No worries. Thanks. Bye.